In 1980, the Sugar Hill Gang brought hip-hop to the mainstream with this, Rapper's Delight. But as the founding generation of hip-hop gets older, there is a need to enshrine that history and tell it to future generations. That is the idea for the Universal Hip-Hop Museum. And joining us now is the museum's president and former DJ, Rocky Bucano. Rocky, welcome.
Hey, Peter. Glad to be here.
We're glad to have you. And the Universal Hip Hop Museum is reopening its first public exhibit at the Bronx Terminal Market after COVID shut it down. And then you've got a much larger permanent museum expected to open in 2024 in the borough known as hip hop's birthplace, of course, the Bronx. Why have you dedicated your life to building this?
Well, first and foremost, I started as a teenage DJ when the culture was just being born here in the Bronx. And then obviously, you know, as the years went on, I remained part of it by having my own independent record company called Strong City Records during the golden era of hip hop. And I've been involved in the music business for basically 40 years of my life. So this is a passion project of mine, and it's something that is definitely needed because hip hop is now the most influential music and art form in the entire world. And it was, in my opinion, it was just crazy that it took so long for somebody to really put forth the effort to make sure that the history and all the treasures of hip hop were properly preserved and documented for the public to see for future generations.
So we asked you for some music that embodied that history that you're referring to. Here's one of your picks. This is Run DMC's My Adidas. You know, I just interviewed DMC and we talked about Run DMC's impact on the music and on the culture, frankly, of the United States in the 80s. It was huge. Why did you pick this one?
This was the first song that was an actual endorsement of an athletic company. And prior to, you know, Run DMC getting the endorsement from Adidas, you know, hip hop was just a burgeoning culture. You know, there wasn't really much interest from corporate companies to underwrite hip hop projects, even though we wore the clothes, we, you know, made the clothes popular. So Run DMC's My Adidas was what I would call the flag in the ground that really established hip hop's influence.
And, you know, just for people who don't know the history, they were famous for wearing Adidas shoes. Obviously, that's why they got that endorsement. Now, the four elements of hip hop have typically been seen as DJing, MCing, breakdancing, and graffiti. But I want to ask you about a fifth that your museum plans to focus on, and that is knowledge. What do you mean by knowledge?
Knowledge basically is the embodiment of what is needed in order to become a top performer, in order to, you know, take your creativity and, you know, create songs or, you know, create murals or, you know, create these new dance styles that the B-boys and the B-girls created that will now be in the Olympics. So knowledge is really the most important element out of all hip-hop's elements, because without knowledge, it doesn't allow for the culture to exist.
I want to close out with this song from your selection. Here's Missy Elliott's The Rain Supa Dupa Fly.
When the rain hits my window, I take it, me some, me and Timberland, we sang a jangle. We so tight that you get our styles tangled.
So, Rocky, over the years, a lot of people have argued that women have been denigrated by hip-hop and actually their contributions just left out of hip-hop's story. Will you address those issues?
Sure. You know, hip-hop has an issue with misogyny. There's no question about that. But the influence of women from the very beginning, MC Sha-Rock being the first female MC, she was the first female rapper to perform with her group, the Funky 4+1, on Saturday Night Live. Hip-hop females are, you know, basically the backbone of the culture. Without women, there would be no hip-hop. They give you the flavor. They add to the diversity of the culture, and they have a unique perspective from, you know, the female's point of view. And that has been carried forward through artists like Lady Pink, who's one of the top writer's muralist in the world, and obviously with Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, who continue to push the agenda on the women's issue inside the culture of hip hop.
Rocky Bucano is a former DJ and president of the Universal Hip Hop Museum, speaking to us from where else? The Bronx, New York City. Rocky, thanks so much. And we're going to go out with one more of your picks, this one from Eminem. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous. But on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd